Upgrade your laundry routine with a durable and reliable Maytag laundry pair at Lowe's. Like the new Maytag washer and dryer with performance-enhanced stain-fighting power designed to cut through serious dirt and grime. And what's great is this laundry pair is in stock and ready for delivery when you need it the most. Don't miss out. Shop Maytag in-store or online today at Lowe's.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/arts. Just go to Indeed.com/arts right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/arts. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
There's a difference between the kind of ghost you wonder about and the kind of ghost you live with. The first is a question mark, a flicker you can explain away. The second is a constant, a weight in the air. A presence that becomes so familiar, you begin to measure your nights by it. For her, that presence was male, always male. He had been with her since she was a child, 7 or 8 years old. At first, he showed himself in shadow, in objects shifting when they shouldn't, in the quiet certainty that she wasn't alone. She grew up, moved houses, even moved cities, and for nearly 2 years, she felt free. The air cleared, the nights were hers again. But then she came back, not to the same house, but to the same neighborhood where it all began. And that's when his presence surged back to life. Stronger, louder, crueler. It started innocently enough, if a haunting can ever be called that. For years he had always come when she was alone. He respected, in some twisted way, the presence of others. But one night, for the first time, he broke that rule. Her boyfriend was staying over. She told him before bed that she knew something was going to happen, that she could feel it in her skin. She said a man would be in the backyard, dressed in black, tall, lurking. She hadn't described a face. She hadn't given detail, just the outline. That night she fell asleep for once. Having someone beside her made her feel safe enough to let go. But early in the morning, around 7, her boyfriend shook her awake. He told her he'd seen a tall figure, dressed head to toe in black, standing in the backyard. Exactly as she had said. And that was only the beginning. Weeks later, the presence returned. This time it made itself known not by form, but by force. She was in her room when the backyard turned violent. The wind picked up but only in her yard. Nowhere else. The trees beyond her fence stood still, but inside the yard, leaves tore through the air, as if a storm had been uncorked. Bright lights flashed, blinding, flooding the yard. But when she pressed her face to the window, there was no one there. No body to cast the light, no figure to summon the wind. Only branches, sticks, and leaves rising into shapes that seemed to point toward her window. She panicked, yanked the curtain shut. That's when it started, banging one window, then another, then another. 10 windows lined her room, all opening to the backyard. Each one rattled, hammered, struck by unseen hands. The sound came in waves, shaking the glass surrounding her. She stood in the center of her room, curtains drawn, listening to 10 panes of glass scream for her attention. When she was younger, he had shown himself as a shadow, as small manipulations. But now he had found her again, and he wasn't hiding anymore. The next time he came, it wasn't with wind or lights. It was silence. A silence so deep it pressed down on her chest like stone. She had fallen into one of the rare deep sleeps she allowed herself. Nights for her were restless, always broken by the sense of being watched, but that night she drifted far enough that when it happened, the shift felt like a plunge into icy water. She opened her eyes and felt wide awake, but her body didn't move. Across the room, the backyard light went out. The one small comfort she had, the glow that barely reached through her window, was gone. Darkness swallowed the space whole. Her room wasn't dim. It wasn't shadowed. It was absolute black, the kind of dark that erases the edges of everything you know. And in that dark, he appeared. Not the tall man in black this time. His shape had changed. A short, chubby man, floating, circling, mocking her. She tried to scream, to force sound through her throat, but nothing came. She tried to grab her phone on the nightstand, but her arm moved as if through tar, agonizingly slow. Worse, there was a barrier, invisible but solid as iron. She could not get her fingers off the edge of her bed. It was as if she were boxed in, trapped in the only square of space she controlled, everything beyond claimed by him. Then came the laughter, at first muffled, then sharper. And when she turned her eyes toward the window, she saw him, standing outside, watching her through the glass, his face pressed against the night, his body outlined in the faintest glimmer of starlight. He laughed again, a horrible shrill sound that didn't belong in any human throat. She felt panic claw up her chest. The barrier held her down, every movement slowed to half speed, every scream swallowed, and then somehow he was closer. No longer outside, but looming over her face to face. She saw the curve of his grin, the wickedness in his eyes, the mockery in his shrill laugh as it shook through her. Her chest locked, breath scattered, her heart galloped into panic, and then she woke, gasping, clutching the sheets. The light was back on in the yard. Her body was hers again. But the panic wasn't gone. It had followed her out of the dream, curling around her throat. Because she knew it hadn't just been a dream. The house was never quiet after that. Nights brought tension, a crackle in the air like the silence before thunder. She knew he was near, even if she didn't always see him. But the next time he came, he didn't come alone. Her boyfriend was staying over again. They were getting ready for bed, moving through the ordinary motions of brushing teeth, washing faces, trying to pretend the night was just another night. She was in the bathroom, door closed, when he knocked, hard, urgent. "Are you in there?" She froze. "Of course I'm in here." But when she opened the door, she saw the fear in his eyes. He told her what he'd seen. In the bedroom, he said, a figure had appeared, about her height. Blonde hair, light eyes, a woman. She stood at the other side of the bed, silent, staring, and then, without a sound, she dropped to the floor. Gone. Her mind split in two. One half screamed that it was him, that he had finally found his way inside, disguising himself as someone new. But the other half recognized what her boyfriend couldn't. The presence wasn't malevolent, it was familiar. Sarah, she'd known her for as long as she could remember. A gentle spirit, a protector who had been with her before she was even born. Her family had welcomed Sarah, given her space, allowed her to remain so long as she never did harm. And she never had. As they sat together on the bed with the lights blazing, she felt it. Sarah's quiet, steady calm at one side, and outside the window, pressing hard against the glass, the rage of him. The air thickened. His presence screamed without sound. He was furious. He wanted in. Her boyfriend felt it too. Together they spoke aloud, voices firm even as their hands shook. "Go away. You're not welcome here. Never come back." They said it again and again, pushing their fear into words, demanding, rejecting. And slowly, grudgingly, the weight lifted. He left. But he didn't go far. Sarah gave one last sign before she faded. She appeared to her for just a second, poking her head from the vanity mirror like a mischievous friend, reminding her, "It's me. I'm still here." But the air outside the walls told another story. He wasn't gone. He was waiting. The reprieve didn't last. He returned in the only way he knew how, by slipping into her sleep. The dream was fractured, barely remembered. Only pieces survived when she opened her eyes. But she remembers him, not tall this time, not shadowed or faceless, a little boy. A child's body wearing his wicked smile. His voice carried the same taunt she had heard for years. That cruel laugh that never belonged to any innocent thing. She jolted awake, heart pounding. But the nightmare hadn't stayed in the dream. On the floor beside her bed, sitting where no one should have been, was the boy. The same grin, the same glint in his eyes, and then he spoke. Just one word. Hey! And then came the laugh. She scrambled, throwing light into the room, desperate to erase him with brightness, but he lingered. And this time she wasn't the only one who saw him. Her cat curled beside her, bristled, ears flat, hissing at the same spot on the floor where he had sat, teeth bared at an enemy invisible to everyone but them. The animal's reaction sealed it. This wasn't her imagination. This was real. From that night on, she was warned, don't use the back door, don't use the windows. That's where he waits now, in the backyard. She was told the only safe times were during daylight or when thunderstorms rolled across the sky. For reasons she didn't understand, he stayed away when the lightning cracked and the thunder shook the air. The storms that calmed her seemed to terrify him. But storms don't last forever. And neither did the daylight. She fears now what she has always feared, that one day he won't just laugh, won't just press against the windows, won't just slip into her dreams. One day he will cross the barrier completely. One day he will touch her. She only wants him gone, out of her house, out of her life, out of her story. But even as she says it, she knows the truth. He has been with her since she was a child. He found her once, after years of silence, stronger than before. And now with every laugh, every scream in the glass, every flicker in the backyard, he is reminding her of one thing. He isn't done, and he isn't leaving.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now, so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.